Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 68 degrees in Richland Center right now under sunny skies. Very light winds, just 3 miles an hour, headed to a high of 85 today. In the news, the Juneau County Sheriff's Office has launched an independent investigation following the arrest of 68-year-old Mark D. Campbell of rural Lafarge. The arrest stems from an incident late Monday night involving Lafarge Police Chief Stephen Palmer. According to reports, Campbell unexpectedly arrived at Chief Palmer's private residence to confront him regarding a village ordinance compliance letter recently issued by the police department. During the encounter, the defendant allegedly lunged at the chief in an aggressive manner, forcing Palmer to utilize a police-trained decentralizing technique to gain control of the situation. Following the confrontation, Chief Palmer sought medical treatment at Vernon Health in Viroqua for injuries that developed later that evening. Due to the potential for a conflict of interest, Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson requested that the Juneau County Sheriff's Office lead the investigation. Campbell was taken into custody on Tuesday afternoon and transported to the Juneau County Sheriff's Office in Mauston to await a bail hearing. While formal charges are expected to be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office, an outside prosecutor will likely be requested to ensure full transparency throughout the legal process. The Richland Center General Government Committee met last night to address several key administrative and property-related matters. Amanda Keller has been hired as the new city clerk, marking a return to a position she previously held. In other personnel news, Aaron Unbehan has been appointed as the new zoning administrator. The committee also received an update on the city assessor's office, which was impacted by recent storms in the state. However, the assessor is confirmed to be ready for the upcoming Board of Review meeting this week. Development and property issues also took center stage. The Wild Honey Juicery and Cafe, situated at the former Gables restaurant site, is now aiming for a late August opening. Regarding specific property discussions, the committee reviewed the situation at 254 East Hazeltine Street, but took no action. A lengthy discussion occurred concerning 291 North Jefferson Street, resulting in the committee directing city staff to collaborate with the property owner. No action was taken on this property either, though the committee plans to revisit the issue in 3 months if the situation remains unchanged. Additionally, the committee decided against permitting storage units on industrial park land at this time. Finally, the committee addressed a request from Lydia's House Ministries regarding 929 West Seminary Street, where the ministry sought city assistance with a title search, a warranty deed, and the forgiveness of outstanding debt before a potential property conveyance. The committee recommended that the city council approve the requested title search. The Adams County Sheriff's Office is currently under investigation following an officer-related shooting that resulted in the death of a 48-year-old Hancock man on Monday. At approximately 5:09 p.m., deputies responded to a 911 call from a resident in the 600 block of 3rd Avenue who reported their neighbor was, quote, going crazy and waving a firearm. Upon arrival, law enforcement encountered a male subject matching the caller's description standing in a field with a handgun. Despite repeated verbal commands from an Adams County deputy and a Town of Rome police officer to drop the weapon, the individual refused to comply and retreated toward his residence. Shortly after, the subject exited his home while still holding the firearm and approached the deputy. The deputy discharged one round from a department-issued rifle, striking the subject. Law enforcement immediately rendered first aid and summoned Washera County EMS to the scene, but the subject succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced deceased. The handgun was recovered at the scene. Pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 175.47, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office has been tapped to lead an independent investigation assisted by the Sauk, Marquette, Washera, and Juneau County Sheriff's Offices. Both responding officers were equipped with body-worn cameras and driving marked K camera-equipped squad cars. All involved agencies are cooperating with the investigation, and the Adams County deputy has been placed on administrative assignment per department policy. The Wisconsin State Patrol, Adams County Medical Examiner's Office, Plainfield Fire Department, and Adams County District Attorney's Office are also providing assistance. The subject's identity is being withheld pending next of kin notification. Tuesday at approximately 8:20 a.m., a Columbia County Highway Department employee was struck by a passing vehicle while performing road maintenance on Berry Road in Scott Township. Fortunately, the vehicle only made slight contact with the highway worker, who was uninjured as a result. The operator of the suspect vehicle briefly pulled over after striking the worker before fleeing the scene. The employee was unable to obtain the license plate number before the vehicle fled. The suspect vehicle was described as a tan or gold SUV with a missing passenger side mirror. The mirror was missing from the vehicle before striking the highway worker. Anyone with information about the identity of the suspect vehicle or the operator is asked to call Columbia County Dispatch. Sheriff Roger Brandner would also like to remind everyone to use extra caution while driving through work zones and around pulled over emergency and roadway maintenance vehicles. The people on our roadways have families waiting for them. Drive safe. Governor Tony Evers has signed Executive Order Number 300 declaring a state of emergency as communities throughout eastern Wisconsin experienced severe storms on Monday. These storms resulted in at least one confirmed tornado, with preliminary surveys indicating EF3 damage in the Menasha-Appleton area, along with high winds, hail, power outages, and disruptions to public water systems, causing widespread and significant damage. We are continuing to assess the devastation and destruction Wisconsin is seeing, especially in the Fox cities, and we are committed to doing everything we can to help everyday families, businesses, and communities affected recover, said Governor Evers. This emergency declaration will ensure every available resource is deployed so we can respond quickly to the needs on the ground. And I want to thank the neighbors, emergency and first responders, local partners, and volunteers who are already working to help to restore essential services, clean up neighborhoods, and assess the damages. Together, we will recover and recover stronger, and I ask everyone to keep the families and communities affected in your thoughts over the coming days and weeks as they rebuild. Currently, multiple fire services, law enforcement, public works, utilities, volunteer organizations, and other emergency response agencies have deployed to assist the public in recovery operations in the affected areas. The State Emergency Operations Center was elevated to a level 3 on Monday, and Governor Evers' declaration of a state of emergency will help ensure state agencies, local partners, utilities, and emergency management officials can continue working together and respond quickly to damage and effects caused by the severe weather. Greater Richland Tourism met Monday to discuss several key updates for the area. During the meeting, the board approved tourism grants to support the Wheels of Time event and the Crime Stoppers Murder Mystery Weekend. Additionally, attendees received updates regarding kayaking opportunities on the Pine River and discussed the potential development of an off-road ATV park in Richland County. Tourism Director Marty Richards also reported that another township is currently considering the adoption of a room tax, a move that would enable the township to retain 30% of the generated revenue. The City of Richland Center has officially noticed a meeting of the Board of Review scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. in the Council Room of the Municipal Building. This session follows a preliminary meet and adjourn meeting held June 2nd, where the board established this date to allow for the completion of the assessment role. The upcoming proceedings will be recorded and are open to the public, serving as a critical window for taxpayers to engage with the city's assessment data. The agenda for the evening is centered on the board's statutory responsibilities regarding the local assessment role. The board will verify the city's compliance with state laws concerning the confidentiality of income and expense information provided to the assessor. Members will also review new legislation and adopt formal policies governing the procedures for sworn telephone or written testimony and requests for waivers of Board of Review hearings. A significant portion of the meeting will involve the formal receipt of the assessment roll and sworn statements from the clerk. Once the roll is received, the board will perform its mandated duties of examining the entries, correcting any description or calculation errors, adding omitted property, and eliminating double assessed property. During the first 2 hours of the session, the board will specifically consider requests for waivers of the required 48-hour notice of intent to file an objection when good cause is shown, as well as requests for direct appeals to the circuit court. The board will then proceed to hear any formal objections if proper notices have been filed.